This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Mavs season opener tonight at the AAC at 6:30. Please consider joining us. We are live at Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road here. Just off the bush, a few miles. You'll find us real easily. And we did have G-Bag Nation flags. We're now out. We do have G-Bag Nation Flagtober pint glasses. Yeah, you can pick up one of those while they last, as we're about to chat with Tim Cato. All City Sports Dallas, been covering the Mavs for years, and we love having him on. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com, and Tim Cato joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I've been trying to figure out why it doesn't quite feel like basketball season yet, even with the first game tonight.
Come on, Tim.
But you know
don't
what?
Be that way.
As of 5 seconds ago, it
don't
feels like
that
basketball
way, Timmy.
Season.
We're playing.
It's because I'm playing yet. I had, to come down and talk to you guys.
Playing basketball, Tim. Get ready. Here
it's
you go.
It's official, Timmy. It's basketball season.
And, Tim, I got a bold prediction. I started the show with it. Mavs wire-to-wire first place. Do you think they're focused, ready to come out hot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this team, sure, Luka didn't play in preseason. Klay was a little bit up and down. You know, Kyrie only played twice. This team's ready. They know what it's about. They just went to the finals, but it wasn't one of those finals runs where it just lingers and lingers and lingers. I think, you know, it's fair to say that this was one of the motivating ones, the ones that makes this team, and everything I've been hearing from people, from Luka when he talked a couple of days ago. You know, it's this team is ready to go, and yes, it's a long ways away to get all the way back to the finals in June, but this team understands that this is its stakes. You know, this is the goal. This is what's driving them, and yeah, I think this team is ready to go, as ready as you can be to play a 7-4 alien like Victor Wembanyama tonight, but yeah, I think they're ready.
So what's the team want from Luka as far as defense? Are they asking for, like, balls to the wall, slap the floor, playoff defense, Luka, 82 games, and let's go win it? Are they asking him to coast? You know, what are their expectations for him in that department?
I mean, yeah, there's got to be a middle ground between that. We all understand Luka's importance on the offensive end, and we understand that defense is something that at many points of his career in Dallas has not been something that has come easily. But yes, just engagement. Just being present on the defensive end. Dallas really believes that what they did this offseason was bring in so many players to ease his burden, not to take it away. He's always going to have an offensive burden on that end. That's the type of player he is. But they brought in the type of players who can ease that burden and who, you know, basically taking away any excuse for him to say, well, look at how much I'm doing on the offensive end. Look at how much the team is relying on me. Now he's got Klay Thompson. You know, Kyrie Irving's still there. They have ball handlers. They have players like Najee Marshall, who's got a little bit of quirky off the dribble game. He can create a little bit for himself. You know, Najee Marshall is not supplanting Luka's role in the offense. Nobody's saying that. Everybody is aware of this. But just adding more help so it's not just Luka every possession, I think it's big to subsequently ask him to buy in a little bit more and just be a little bit more present and engaged and aware on the defensive end. And I think if he can do that, and if Kyrie can do that, then we saw how good this defense was down the stretch and in the postseason. You know, Derek Jones was a big part of that, but an even bigger part of that was everybody else around him buying in, and those pieces are still there. And so I think that's all they're asking out of Luka.
How much of a factor do you expect Klay to be? Like, what are your Klay expectations coming into the season? I think that's been my number one question for anybody who's covering this team, to try and give the fans a better perspective on what we should be looking at here.
I can tell you what I think he's going to look like. You know, I think that he's going to be a guy who is very involved in the offense. You know, sometimes he's going to have the ball in his hands. He's going to be run a pick and roll or you know, here or there. He's going to be playing two man game with Luka. He's going to be setting screens for Luka. You know, yes, he's going to have plenty of possessions where he's just spotting up in the corner. And Klay spotting up the corner is a very dangerous thing, and defenses have to account for that. But it's not going to be stagnant. It's not going to be static. It's not just going to be Klay. There's your, you know, little X on the court. Go stand there and, you know, run back when it's when the shot goes up and make or miss. It's going to be a lot more involvement in there. Now, if you're talking expectation in terms of points or, you know, raw output, I don't know. I haven't really thought that through, but. You know, I think it's safe to guess that he's going to be the third leading scorer of this team. And, you know, to me, the expectations, you know, where I really have questions and what I want to see is how he performs defensively. And he says he wants to prove that he's still able to be that all defense guy he was a few years ago before the injuries, or at least something close to that. That to me is the real expectations, because, you know, do I expect Klay Thompson to make threes or not? There's no expectation there. He's going to make threes. There's no concern about that.
What areas do you expect Lively to improve on the most?
Shooting, scoring. You know, he's going to average 50 points this year, and it's going to be like, you know, 65% three point shooter. No, guys, yeah. It's all the small stuff. And he was so good as a rookie, and to think about how good he was, and he hadn't even polished or perfected so much of what he was doing. You know, he was not a good screen setter two summer leagues ago, right when the Mavericks drafted him. He got so much better in those areas. But one thing Dallas wants him to do, they want him to take a lot of those screens, and all of a sudden, he's got the ball in his hands, and he's doing handoffs. Handoffs are not just something that, you know, it's not as easy as it looks. You don't just stand there and throw it to the guy. It's all about timing and rhythm and being able to lead a guy or hit that backdoor cut if it becomes available. That's an area they want him to develop. They want to have him develop as a defensive player, both his awareness and his positioning. But yes, also to some extent, being able to switch out onto smaller players when the defense dictates that. And he was so good at that, you know, like for a rookie center, he was very good at that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
He is not as good as Dallas thinks he can be. You know, we've seen, here and there, a few post-ups, you know, especially when he's got a smaller player on him. They're not going to throw the ball into the low post like he's Al Jefferson or Shaq or something like that. But, yeah, you know, being able to turn over a shoulder and hit a little 6 or 7 foot hook shot, these are all small developments that are not as sexy as shooting, you know, 5 threes a game. But I think that's really the right path of improvement for a guy who's 20 years old. You know, if that shooting is going to be in his game, it can come. And we'll see a little bit of it. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets one up today. But emphasis is one. Gets one up today. You know, it's everywhere else that I think Lively's improvement really needs to come.
It's Tim Cato with us, All City Sports, Dallas Mavericks. We have just been informed more flags arriving at 4 o'clock, Brian.
That's nice. Great news. It's great news we have Tim Cato. I love when we get a chance to visit with you, Tim. Does this veteran team suit Jason Kidd as a coach? Would he rather coach a veteran team, or is he a guy that would like a younger team?
I think any coach who's this far into his career wants the veteran team. They want the contenders. This is quick math off the top of my head. This is eighth season as a head coach, and right. 11th, I want to say, as a coach overall, when you factor in his years as an assistant in Los Angeles. He wants a veteran team, and he is a former superstar of this league. And so what he does best is relate and work with superstars. There was a Tim McMahon piece, ESPN feature that came out today that was talking about it, and there's a quote in there. I want to say it was Sean Sweeney, one of the team's lead assistant, and he said that Jason Kidd is probably one of two or three coaches who could coach both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, and you could probably include in that Klay Thompson, and I think that's true. We've certainly seen it, at least for Luka and Kyrie, that they need very different things from the person who's in the leadership role atop the team, the head coach. And he's able to provide that to both of them. And that is really something that sticks out to me. So I would say absolutely it's what he's looking for is, this sort of team. He's not a young coach. He's not just breaking in. He's not trying to raise the floor of a feisty team that's hoping to make a play-in seed. He's ready to coach a contender, and that's what Dallas is.
Tim Cato getting you set for Mavs Spurs tonight, the opener. The NBA is back on 105.3 The Fan here in the G-Bag Nation. Quentin Grimes, I want to pick your brain on your thoughts on him, because I don't know what it is. My basketball gut, which is not always very smart, tells me that Quentin Grimes is going to be the addition that we actually get pleasantly surprised by the most this year.
I think I agree with your basketball gut. This isn't a heartburn situation. I think you're actually feeling something legitimate about Quentin Grimes, who I'm also very high on. I think that he's just a good player, man, and he's been a good player. He's shown he's a good player. Yes, he's on his third team in four seasons, but I think that's much more circumstantial than anything about him specifically. And even Dallas not reaching an agreement, an extension agreement with him before the season, that indicates to me that his camp feels great about what he's about to do this season with the Mavericks. And if there was one big concern, it's not on the court, it's about his injury history, and he's had some issues with his knee. If you're a player, if you're advising a player, if you're in the camp of a player and there really is some concern about your health, that's probably a situation where you're going to go get that extension, not where you're going to just bet on yourself and be like, this is going to be the year. And so I think that's even more reason for optimism. And I think Dallas is still in a good spot that when he does ball out this year and he's a six-man candidate, I'm a little bit of just imagining stuff. But, let's say that does happen. I still think, because he's a restricted free agent, Dallas is going to be in a good position to sign him. But, yeah, I just really like what he's going to bring off the bench, the shooting, the defense. I think it's a perfect fit for what Dallas is lacking and kind of replaces some of both what adds shooting and also replaces what Derrick Jones was able to do defensively in terms of being able to guard those quick guards on the perimeter.
Since June and then since Tuesday night, Tim, we got an eyeful of the Boston Celtics and how good they are, and I'm trying to think of ways that you could close that gap other than the Celtics getting hurt. and of course, we're not rooting for that, by the way. But
no.
I was wondering if like maybe Omax Prosper could break out and play, or if there's another player that you think could do significantly more. Obviously, you just talked about Quentin Grimes there, but how do we bridge that gap? What do you think about Omax Prosper year two?
I like Omax. I think he's going to be in Frisco. I think he's going to be very acquainted with Dallas North Tollway, or at least I hope he's using Dallas North. Nobody should have to drive 75. But I think this is a guy who has potential and has shown some potential, but I don't see it quite yet for him, not this season. I do think he'll get some chances. I think at some point this season he's going to get a week or two in the rotation. It's probably going to come because of injuries, and the opportunity will arise that way. And what he does with that is kind of on him. And maybe he can show something a little bit more than what we expect. But I don't think we're going to see him in the rotation today. And, as far as it comes to catching up to Boston, I think it's much more about the players at the top being as good as they are and maybe even better. Even Luka, look at Luka. Luka didn't have the postseason that we expected from him. there's more to get from him. There's more to get from Kyrie, who also had a very bad final series. You know, there's more to get from Derek Lively, who took a couple games to adjust. If there's, you know, when we're talking about contention, it's about those players rising, not somebody, you know, breaking into the rotation on the back end, I think.
Awesome stuff, Tim. Enjoy it. You know, should be a blast tonight. 6:30 tip off at the AAC, and we'll try not to bug you too much, but we'll be looking to catch up with you real soon, buddy.
Absolutely, we have to do it.
Cheers. There he goes, Tim Cato, All City Sports Dallas. You know, just an absolute must read on this. Opening night for the Dallas Mavericks. And he referenced Tim McMahon. That's another one of our favorites. And exceptional article today about this basketball team. I know a lot of people are fired up about this. They're fired up about a chance to beat the 49ers on Sunday as well, Brian. What do you have cooking for us?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about San Francisco's defense and what I see.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.